God's care for the widow from 1 Kings and Luke, the story of Elijah, and the widow shows God's care for those on the margin. When we last heard how God would not allow David to build a temple, but God did allow David's son, Solomon, build a temple for God. It took 7 years to build. It was magnificent, and Solomon continued to grow in wisdom, power, and wealth, until the Queen of Sheba came to test Solomon and found him more than worthy. She gave Solomon valuable gifts he accepted, and then Solomon took many foreign wives. He built idols to their gods, which angered the God of Abraham. God promised to rip the kingdom into pieces and did so after Solomon's death. The northern kingdom, Israel, and Judah in the south, a kingdom divided. Ahab, now king, and one of the most successful kings of Israel, rich and powerful, but a bad person, worse than all the kings before him. We drop into the story of Elijah, not introduced, just thrust upon us, as he gives instruction to the king. He threatens drought, and yet the king continues to disobey God. Elijah, instructed by God to go to the river, or the wadi, where the ravens will bring him food, bread, and meat both day and night. Elijah is obedient to God and follows his instructions until the river dries up. At that time, God sends Elijah to a foreign country, to the land of Jezebel, the king's wife who's trying to find and kill Elijah. How would Elijah understand this from God? This country is not a good place for him, yet he remained faithful, trusting the God he loved. Elijah will see how this lack of water and food would heal him and the widow, and this drought saved the life of a boy in a time when children would be sacrificed, not saved. Ahab gave up the God of his father for power and wealth. This love of self is what Luther talked about when he would say we spend so much time just looking to ourselves, we don't see the needs of our neighbors. The kings in our stories are all about serving themselves. Our turning away from God will impact our neighbor. We are chosen to bring the blessings of God to our neighbor by loving them. We can only do that by putting God first in our lives. God included outsiders in our gospel today. How do we include the outsiders in our lives today? Can we show the open gate of Jesus Christ, who taught us to love our neighbor and sends us to our neighbors, declaring the true God of all is the God of Abraham? Amen. Let us pray. God of compassion, by the power of God, Elijah provided bread and oil for the widow and her household. By faith in God, the widow provided food and water for Elijah. Give us hearts to love one another, so that in providing and in receiving, we too might experience the unimaginable power of God through the one who has provided life itself, your Son, the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.